on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world be turning our way. And our way is on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. My love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Tonight on Republic Broadcasting Network, you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers. Over here live in western Montana, it's such a beautiful day over here today, 83 degrees currently right now, so if there's any background noise, it might be fans and stuff blowing in over here because I'm upstairs, heat rises. Anyway, I wanted to welcome everyone to Republic Broadcasting, and of course, if you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443. I wanted to tell you a little joke about Montana, though. I mean, we have a beautiful state here, but you should remember that even the dinosaurs died here. So, just a personal thought. But anyway, tonight I had to open up the Tonight Show with a little human interest story, and that's about my late mother. And as I tell you this, I hope that you can kind of follow along with me and see where I'm developing my conclusions. And you can draw your own conclusions from this, by the way. And see the equal of what we see happening in today's world. And it's not just our world, but it's all over the world. So, to start, I used to install satellites, if you listened to my last show there, for two of the major carriers, as well as a third who did all the instant market upgrades, so that when a price would change, they'd run out to the pumps and change their prices and run out of the store and change their bread or whatever, you know. And This led me to being on the road quite a bit, and I covered Montana, Idaho, Eastern Washington, and also Wyoming. And I had a really good job, backs don't hold up for that for very long, though. But anyway, as the on the road a lot. This, of course, was during the era just as the Iraq War had broke out. And I was going to a lot of different areas, rural areas mainly, where people wanted access to network TV, to access that war porn. And so I piled on the miles, went through one truck, and then I bought a brand new Ford 2002 Ranger. I still have it out here. It's got 270,000 miles on it. I always call it my Armageddon truck. But anyway, here's where your human interest comes in. My mother then, who had started to ask me if she could accompany me and my dog, or my dog and I, who back then was who I called Black Rat, used to be called Ginger, but that's a family joke there. But anyway, I told her there wasn't much for her to do, and she was more than willing, though, to come along and travel with the dog and I. So, fine. I had no problem with that. So I would say that at the time I was overwhelmed at having someone not only to talk to, but to also relive a lot of the past. Because as you drive, your mother and you start talking back and forth. And of course, I didn't quite realize it at the time there, but I was always kind of like my mom's pet. I was a center child out of five. And she, like my father, was also born in Montana here. So when we lived in Las Vegas, we'd make many a trips back to Montana from Las Vegas to visit her family. My dad was an orphan, so that kind of left that nil. But anyway, he was born over in Helena. Anyway, we'd have stops along the way there and let my dog Black Rat out. And, you know, the dog would run around for a while. And, of course, my mom would just sit there and just enjoy the birds, the scenery. She'd be picking flowers. And, of course, that was my mom. And then there's the other times where we would sit there in a cafe and either have breakfast or lunch or enjoy a meal or a cup of coffee, whatever like that. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because out of that time that you spend together, you know, I'd moved away quite a while. I'd been to Seattle, been down to Pendleton, Oregon, and all the stuff like that. I was a manager for quite a while for Vips before Denny's bought them out. And I had plenty of management experience doing that. But anyway, in doing this, she brought up a lot about what we call the Browning clan, and that's our family history. And a lot of that relates back to my uncle Kenneth Browning, who had written two books called Scribbling from a Hermit's Pen, which detailed the life of not only of the Browning family, but the Lundvall artists and Ashcraft and stuff like that, of the different family line like that, dating back to like 1400 years dating back to the 1400s into England. And I would equate my great uncle, who's also now passed away, as much like Ronald Reagan. He was a great communicator. He always kept in communication with the family, and was always writing letters. And a lot of those have been archived by my niece, who lives over in Portland right now. And they're available somewhere on the internet there, but that probably doesn't mean much to you. But anyway, to top this story off, this is where I'm going with this, because this is a human interest story. I wanted to mention that my mother was always sucking on these Hall's cough drops. And at the time, I knew my mom was borderline diabetic. My grandma had died from diabetes. And I didn't know if it was the Halls, if they had sugar in it or whatever like that, you know. But she was always sucking on these things, and I thought it had been for, like, the content within them. But I would later find out that she had terminal lung cancer. I would also find out that she wanted to spend as much time as she could with me before she had gone. And that really pained me deep in the heart there, although it overjoyed me too, you know. Anyway, so the human interest story, I thought I'd share it with you, because if you listen to my first show, you'll know that I'm into demographics, and that's the demographics of all people. It doesn't matter whether you're white, European, you're black, Latino, Hispanic, whatever like that, whether you're an Arab, a Jew, or whatever like that. We are all the same. We all mourn, we all cry, we all do everything like that. We love dogs, cats, whatever like that. Forget the cat things. But anyway, I see with our news and stuff that a lot of people, sadly, they filter things out of their lives. And I can attest to this fact because I have a lot of videos that I've procured over the years and stuff like that. I even have people where I show these videos. They say, why would you say something like that? And I says, well, it's human interest to me, you know. And one of them that touches me most is where we have this Iraqi woman, and I believe this is from the video, The War You Didn't See by John Pilger. And she's over there screaming at the United States, and especially George Bush, for the bombing of her home and thus killing her, I believe, her children and her husband at the same time. And I was thinking, she no longer has those stories to tell her children and stuff about their upbringing, whether it was under the brutal dictatorship of Saddam or something, you know. But there's no more family ties there, and it shows you the lonely despair. And this doesn't just apply to the Iraqis. It could be Libya, wherever, you know. Anyway, I follow John Pilger quite a bit there, not only in that The War You Didn't See, but also that video he put out, The War on Democracy, which kind of highlights Venezuela. But also it is the actual war on democracy. And of course, this is by the consumption of the consumerism, where all these wars are led for corporate America down into invade these other countries to take over all of their commerce to be sold only in the U.S. dollar. And of course, that's profits for corporate America, not anyone over here as citizens or just naturalized citizens from our other talk show host. But what we as Americans don't see is the sanitation of the videos that our news presents us. And of course, that's many of these videos of U.S. drone strikes, the aftermath that has caused, whether it's a blown apart torsos, the entrails hanging on walls, power lines, and it gets more graphic, believe me. However, you are shown locally in many of the staged terrorism attacks the massive blood of Americans. And of course, this is the only thing that you're supposed to worry about, is the blood of Americans, not what the United States or the UK or any of the NATO-aligned states are doing. It's only what happens to us. And that shows you that the demographics of how they train people. So not who in the first place, like the U.S. embassies and immigrations, etc., who issue all travel visas and the passports that are normally found on these... that not only are found, but they actually miraculously survive all these fireballs, falls from hundreds of stories, plane crashes, suicide bombings. Yes, I tell you what, friends, if you ever decide you want to build a new home, I would build that home out of the same material used in those same passports. They are virtually indestructible. I bet my, the next cost of a home like that, the insurance would be nil if I use that passport material to build a home. Even automakers should probably build cars out of those passport material, because it's just virtually indestructible. And I'm trying to set you into the mindset about how things go. So anyway, let's get back to the bombings and hoaxes, if proven. When you see the horror in the faces of a friend or a loved one, that is to stir your emotions, and rightly so, as no one wants to see a friend or a loved one die. And believe me, as a QRU, a quick responder in our local fire department, there's a lot of graphics that not only the police and fire have to see near daily, yet it's by the time the loved ones or friends get to a hospital, it's usually patched up to where that's all masked over and they don't see it. And though in the case of a drunk driver, I never call that an accident, because of the fact that someone intentionally turned a key on the ignition and they drove their car. That's no accident. Anyway, we have been conditioned by shows like in the past there. Hang on a second there. Ken, I'll get back to you. In the shows in the past, we've had all these shows like Emergency and everything, where we can watch the life slip from our loved ones. And of course, this is like your EKG monitors, your respirators and stuff, as the air in life is slowly sucked out of your loved one, and the pulse of our society is the same way. It's going down, its heartbeat is weak, as well as the needed air pressure to keep the body alive. Well, you know those little oxygen things you can stick on your finger like that to see what the oxygen is. But see, that's our society today. We are going down, and we need resuscitation. And sadly, most people out there, they're just they go day to day. They don't care. They worry about their video games. I have neuropathy really bad. I saw a gal jogging down the road there, and I says, you know what? I wish I was 17 again or something like that. I used to. Well, in fact, when I was in junior high school, I was third in high school for running the 4-minute mile. And I was good back then. Of course, you get older and all this stuff, Ken can attest to that. Anyway, as you get older, this stuff slips from you. But you see the youth of today coming up, and you wonder, are they going to take the reins of where they should? And I remember with Donald Trump's promise of making America great again, most millennials didn't know what it was when America was great. Yeah, we had problems back then, but it was a better country. And sadly, they don't understand what it was to grow up in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And for other people, it was those times after the Great Depression. But anyway, so I want to get back on this premise here. I'm not sure when my break's coming up here, but like these shows like Emergency or like that, we've been conditioned to see the gore and stuff in a sanitized sense. But like the United States and other societies around us, we can see that many of them had developed a cancer, and it's slowly eaten them away. But this time I want you to know, though, it's not some Arab or Muslim dressed in a black uniform with his face mask. I mean, that could be compared to a SWAT team. Why is it that everyone that's incognito like that has always got a mask over their face, you know? Some Arab or whatever like that shooting an AK-47 from thousands of miles away, when you realize that the ballistics of an AK-47 is only about 300 yards. The cancer we have today is those people that are placed in the positions where they wear suits worth thousands of dollars, and they create policy that gets them to authorize the bombings, for corporate America to nation build other states or countries. And I'm reminded about that locally here in Montana every winter. When you're driving down a highway with 8 to 10 inches with the snow on it, it's 21 degrees out, the roads are just murder, you know. And, of course, there's wrecks, everything like that. Yet Congress has the money to send hundreds of million dollars to fund moderate rebels to destroy another country over in Syria, while thinking at the same time that a snowplow usually costs about $125,000, and, of course, I'm not sure what it would cost to train a driver. Most of those things could actually drive themselves if you watch some YouTube videos anymore. But, you know, and this is the same thing with our fire department stuff. We were actually asked here the other day that we need to burn our fire suits. Well, in a rural area, we don't get that many fires, but the fire suits are virtually brand new. But they have, you know, through corporate America, you have to burn them to keep them brand new for a certain period of time. So I find it odd that that in my day, I like to laugh about that, my day, it shows you how you're getting old. The TV shows where a person was shot, they just, you know, I don't care if it was an old Western or whatever like that. People just keeled over and died. Then came along Clint Eastwood, you know, the Dirty Harry things, where when you watch someone get shot, their not only their front was blown off, but their entire backside was blown off. And this has been incorporated now into video games, where you can actually sit there and adjust the blood splatter. But see, again, the news, though, sanitizes that when it's any U.S. involvement anywhere else, like the collateral murder video that Bradley Manning had released, where they gunned down these reporters. And if you want to think of the highlights of that, you might take time to Google the amount of reporters that were killed in Iraq. I think it was up over 400, someone like that. And that brings us to what they call the embedding. And, of course, when you embed someone like that, you only get information from what the Pentagon wants you to see. Kind of reminds me of where Bill O'Reilly said, if you don't support our troops, then shut up. Again, this isn't being anti-American. This is just being a fact-based reality. This is what we as humans should see, because it's not only what we see, but the only time we see it is when it somehow affects us as a nation, not when it's affecting dropping a Moab bomb somewhere and allegedly wiping out tunnels that the CIA built many years ago for bin Laden and his hoax. Of course, there's some good news coming up later on that, too. Anyway, but I digress. There are a few like Tulsi Gabbard and Senator Richard Black, who recently on Twitter just said, the U.S. supports people that hang children and burn them alive. Moderate rebels. These are some senators and those that are elected that are actually speaking out against the establishment's cruel and inhumane march across this planet to keep the alleged economy of this country going. I have videos personally of the NTC rebels, moderate rebels, supported by the United States and its cabal, who rammed a rod up through a child's entire body. It's sickening to watch, yes. The forced cannibalism of Gaddafi's soldiers, the act of eating each other, of course. The sodomy of rifles into others. And this is all supported by the U.S., and as well seen in the videos, is the CIA in the background on most of them. So, I mean, seriously, you know, as friends, I would implore you to think about how others would feel in the city, if in America's cities, if that same destruction was brought upon American soil. And this is all done, again, not to benefit you. It's to the corporations, which, of course, this is all passed off to debt, national debt. You pay for the wars, you pay for the issue, and who's getting rich is all the big corporations. You can please remember, too, that in most cases, the videos, they have been removed from public. So a lot of the stuff you won't see, like on YouTube and stuff, you might find it on Live View or where they call it. But in fact, they're used as propaganda for a reason for the United States to go over and to attack someplace under the premise of retaking. Well, actually, the real premise is retaking a vassal state that has dropped its Western puppet leaders. And of course, that's the thing with the way this system works. And I'll give you another example. I communicate with Michael Rivero here on RBN quite a bit, and I love watching his show, listening to it, whatever like that. Anyway, when it was announced over there that Duarte, if I pronounced that right, in the Philippines had started killing those drug lords, I'd sent a message to Mike. I says, watch, ISIS will soon be in the Philippines. Ta-da. Well, this is how they get people to go along with this. And, of course, once you start killing the drug supply, this is where I was talking about last week with the DHS, the Century Program, how you can't get water, toothpaste past the TSA, everything like that. But miraculously, the millions of dollars in meth and cocaine and heroin flood into the streets of America. How does it get there? Of course, you get your TSA agents that are arrested with values of hundreds of millions of dollars in cocaine and everything like that. This is how it gets there. The other one here was recently we had the Ohio State attacker that was killed. 11 were hospitalized after the campus attack. The guy was from where? Somalia. It was the very next day that Obama expanded the global war on terror to Somalia. I hope you get the picture of how this is going. And this is what we get to. It's a conditioning for not only the war, but for the next war. Anyway, I'm not sure where our break is coming up here yet. That reminds me when I was in elementary school, I was in the junior deputy sheriff's program down there in North Las Vegas. And this is long before the DARE program had started. And the North Las Vegas police and then the Las Vegas police, before it became Metro, they did a really, really good job, and I commend those guys, as well as the Nevada Highway Patrol, for the efforts they did in trying to keep the drugs and stuff out of Las Vegas. But, of course, it's mafia down there. Anyway, I hear the music coming up, so we'll be right back here. If you'd like to call in or anything like that, the number is 1-800-313-9443, and again, you're on frequency with Keith Rogers on Montana.
Life is older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads take me home.
Any guy can be off the mark, whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm. A visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning light. Please don't go. No, please don't go.
Oh, right now? Oh, okay. Well, anyway, welcome back to Republic Broadcasting Network. Anyway, over the weekend, we had some good news, though, finally. Zbigniew Brzezinski, what I call the grandfather of bin Laden, has finally died. I can't wait for Kissinger and a few of those other ones to pass away, but it only took 89 years to get rid of him. But, Ken, you can roll that clip there, okay? Can you change the extension to the FLV and play it? Well, I can. All right. Anyway, Brzezinski, as you know, there's a lot of videos on YouTube and photos of where it hails bin Laden as the chief mastermind behind the repelling of the Soviet invasion over in Afghanistan. And this is, again, when you look at how they use these puppets, I don't care whether it's ISIS, moderate rebels. In fact, there's a John Pilger also just recently come out and said the white helmets are a complete propaganda construct. And of course, you have to realize here again, they're actually issuing medals of honor type things to these white helmets that are out there seen butchering people. And I'm not sure Ken can get that play or not. But, okay. All right, Ken, you want to go ahead and play that then?
For the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
All right, thank you, Ken. That goes to show you what this great world has just lost is someone that actually would quote that it's easier to kill a million people than control them. And that shows you how governments will work to manipulate, to even kill their own, as we see with the murders of Seth Rich, and there was another Democrat linked to the Clinton scandals that was found on a beach, I believe it was last night. But they have no remorse in how many people are killed to promote their evil agenda. And like Brzezinski there, he supported billions of dollars in military aid for the Islamic militants fighting and invading the Soviet troops in Afghanistan. That is no different than the United States today, who is, you can actually watch them dropping arms, food, munitions, all that stuff like that, different types of arms, of course, over there to ISIS. You can watch videos on live stream of Humvee helicopters following those ISIS convoys that are 3 miles long and not one shot is fired. And, of course, people just don't realize that, again, this is their national debt being charged off to fight these so-called wars that they're going to have to pay for and their children's children. You're constantly reminded to that it's your national debt. Each citizen owes $1,000 each, you know. And you'd think that people would finally get tired of this and rise up and say something about it. But sadly, most people don't. You know, they, like I say, they are so stuck in their own private lives that they just don't care what's going on. And I think that's very sad there. But anyway, back to John Pilger there. He's quoted in here. He says, "I'm writing you as a journalist who believes that all the values that you have represented for them in years that have followed you, I have for some time been working to expose alongside many others a dirty war on Syria." Anyway, got the music here, so we'll be right back. Again, if you'd like to call in, it's 1-800-313-9443 on Frequency with Keith Rogers, and here's Waylon Jennings.
Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change. Somebody told me when I came to
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others.
Can't you see the light?
I'll share my world with you. Everything that I own, my earthly possessions, they're no good if I'm alone.
All right. Welcome back to On Frequency with Keith Rogers and Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you to Ken there and the board up there. I'm an avid 70s and 80s country western fan. A little bit of Jack Daniels, and I can do some singing, too. Anyway, I wanted to finish this with John Pilger there. He said that he has for some time been working to expose, alongside many others, a dirty war on Syria. I have recently returned from a four-week journey around Syria, visiting Aleppo and meeting with President Assad. I always like to say President Dr. Assad. Many people, if you look up Assad in the in Wikipedia there, he trained in England for quite a while. He's an, what do you call it, an eye doctor type thing there. He's not this evil villain like that. But, you know, it's just like Saddam or Gaddafi. They're always portrayed as some evil dictator and stuff, you know. Anyway, and as part of the U.S. Peace Council, that delegation had gone over there. And there's also videos on YouTube there of watching the U.N. Human Rights Commission actually saying that these chemical weapons things were all staged And again, mostly by these white helmets that we're talking about. It's a complete propaganda construct. And they go, again, though, John Pilger is an independent journalist. And, of course, that's why you don't see this on the regular news. You might find it on RT, Press TV or something like that, but you won't see your mainstream media, as they call it, here in the United States, showing that because it is the sanitized version of what they call news. And that, again, gets us back to the humanity portion of it, because most people do not see what is being done with their tax dollars. And if they look up in the Geneva Rules and also in the Nuremberg Trials, those that were tried in Germany at the time under the Nuremberg Law, one of the main weapons, tools used to convict those was knowledge. And that meant that by their knowledge, either aiding and abetting, their silence, or whatever like that, they allowed things to continue. And I, like others out here, whether it's John Stadtmiller, Michael Rivero, or whoever is out here on RBN or other networks, we are just out here trying to show you the other side of the coin. It's not that version of just flip a coin every time, let it drop to whatever. But we as humans, in our own humanity and society, because we as humans make up society, we have to decide for ourselves what kind of a government and stuff that we want. I'm not sure if that Morse code in the background is getting to you. My transmitter just ID'd. Anyway, we are at the point now, though. I call it a crucial or a tipping point or a precipice, as has been used in many of the movies here lately, we need to make a decision here. John Pilger also came out here recently talking about the coming war on China. And, of course, this is, again, it's all for corporations. China is no viable threat to us. We get most of our products from China. Same thing with North Korea. North Korea is no physical threat to us, other than the fact that they have the second world's largest opium production. And this gets us back into the Indochina-British opium wars. And from that, you can Google heroin crisis in Russia. And again, this gets right back to here in the United States. Drugs and stuff are brought in to different countries. As a matter of fact, you can even Google the Israeli and I want to say MEK at the same time that were caught on the borders in Iran with the drugs, trying to destabilize the Iranian government. And a lot of people like to refer to these as regimes. But in most cases, as you just see, Iran has re-elected their leader. Okay, we got another call. We got a caller here in Fred in Iowa there. I don't know what the 9 means, though. Anyway, good afternoon there, Fred. Welcome to Montana and to On Frequency with Keith Rogers on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, I'm a friend. I'm here in Iowa, but I would probably prefer to be in Montana. If I had my own program, it would take me 6 months to get out what I want to say, so I'll try to be relatively brief. You're a breath of fresh air, and thank God. RBN.
Well, Fred, thank you, but remember, what I see in my life is only what I have lived and the things that I've experienced and the sorrow that comes with, whether it's a traffic accident or watching someone get bombed. I'm tired of this stuff, and I know a lot of Americans are.
Well, I could go on for a hell of a long time. I'm 80 years old. I'm the oldest caller in the RBN. So I lived in a different world when I was a kid and a young man. Of course, it wasn't perfect then. But I lived in a world that people today in their 60s don't even know. And thank God I had that benefit. But you're covering things. I come in, I miss the first 10 minutes. But you're saying everything I want to say. And I'm not a nerd or a geek, but I do a hell of a lot of research. I go all over the world astride my mouse, you know. And I take in a lot of things. But people are so appallingly ignorant. But I am totally against war, and you probably understand the reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's guys my age, shamefully, great-grandfathers and fathers and grandfathers and fathers, oh, yeah, go join the military and kill them women and children, but you might get a free education when you get back. They don't even know or consider the slaughter they're doing to other people. But anyhow, let me jump to another. I want to give you a website, but it's so damn long, you probably couldn't get it. But I was on to it last night, and I downloaded, what, 7 videos. But Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines.
Duterte, yeah.
Yeah. And what he said, I forgot, it's too long. What a powerful speech.
Is that where he's discussing the policy with the United States?
Yes. And yeah, everybody ought to watch that. Okay, now, when I started watching this and what he was doing on this war on drugs, but he didn't say that. Oh, one other one I want to put you on to, and it's easy. And I'll come back. Hang on here. Okay, the name of it is The Future of Race in America.
The Future of Race in America.
Of Race in America.
Is that a title of a web page, Fred, or something? Or
yeah, well, I got it off Ask Ted, and I'm not saying I agree with everything there, but it's by Michelle Alexander, and it's 23 minutes long, but it's about the war on drugs and the war on popcorn
the fake war.
Anyhow, it's to reinstate John Crow law, but anyhow, it's self-explanatory. I think it's brilliant.
Okay.
But getting back to Duterte, what he was doing in this, getting these drug pushers and drug addicts is psychopath, sick.
You remember what he said, though, Fred? He says he was tired of seeing his children in the Philippines die from that.
Oh, yeah, okay. I agree. Yeah, and that's what appealed to me. But you remember, I can't say it verbatim like you said it. But all these world leaders are in cahoots. And all you were saying about Philippines, ISIS will be over there. You damn right. And he's negotiating with China, which
And that's why they're trying to push the Philippines into a war with China, because, see, it's another launching ground.
Well, no, there ain't going to be a war there. No, I don't with that. What that means, what they're doing, is Duterte, which I thought he was fabulous, great. Well, they'll have ISIS in there, but what they will, they'll have war on drugs. And, right. You know, everybody goes on that because all this bull crap and brainwashing for 100 years, you know, they can't figure it out. And
Fred, I was going to say, I don't mean to interrupt you there, but it was announced today that they had killed 77 of those members of ISIS, and they were still going at it. That was in today's news earlier. Why is it that down in the Philippines they can wipe out ISIS so fast, and here we watch the convoys miles and... Matter of fact, if you're a historian, you remember the highway of death over there just outside Basra, where they the fleeing Kuwaiti oil workers headed back to Basra were sabotaged on the highway by the U.S. A-10 Warthogs, and it was like 3 miles of carnage.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, if they can hit that in 91 with that technology then, why then in 2017 or 2016 under Obama, why wasn't ISIS wiped out along the highways in those massive caravans?
Yeah, but like you say, they never hear about this. And I just heard that last night, yesterday.
But yeah, well, Fred, you know why? You know why, Fred? It's like when I walked into the one of the Harvest food stores here in Montana today, my smartphone popped up, and the first thing it wanted to know is whether or not there was a transgendered bathroom there.
Well, I'll be a cow by a mule. You know,
priorities. Anyway, Fred, I can't hold you on here. I got another caller in Kentucky there, but I got a break coming up here, too. But I do thank you for calling in, though.
Keep on, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, you remind me, I have a good friend up here just about 20 miles north of me. He's a veteran. He's about 84 years old, and we talk on 2 Meter all the time on ham radio, and you sound just like him, so I want to compliment you on that, okay?
Bless your heart. Some of all those old farts know something. Bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, my best to you. Mike in Kentucky. You there, Mike?
Never underestimate the power of a grandpa with shortwave radio or ham radio. You've heard that.
How'd you know I was a grandpa? You're making me feel old now. I got another one coming in October.
Well, I'm assuming you're that blessed. It's probably a compliment for anybody to have grand young, and somebody must trust you.
Well, I can say one thing. I was blessed with 3 beautiful daughters.
Well, that should do it.
Although I would say,
if you can
today,
find any worthy gentleman.
Yeah, today I would pick my dog over my ex-wife, though.
Like, looking for a good husband, send picture of bass boat.
Been there, done that.
That's all you have to do, get them married off, get a good bass boat.
Yeah. Anyway, what's on your mind there, Mike?
Well, hey, since you're into the ham, and over the years I've been listening to shortwave and all that, you know, there was provisions during the days of civil defense for, and we're looking at so many different layers of national emergency from 1973 when they pretty much admitted to it with a committee report, Jim Kraft kept talking about it, the biggest bankruptcy in the world history.
That's right.
No intention by any apparent intent or effort to pay off the national debt. We've got hackers running around shutting down all kinds of crazy stuff, phone outages, power outages, vulnerable medical devices. I mean,
yeah, do you see the FBI going after them? No, they say just pay them.
No, but I see the FCC, which is the biggest, only, I guess, the second only to the IRS, is the biggest revenue-generating part of the headless fourth branch of government.
Well, they were back in the 70s, I can tell you. Nowadays, it's almost like a free-as-you-go anymore on the two-way bands, you know. I don't care what band you're on.
Oh, I've seen that where people that used to be CB radio guys have got all the ham gear, and they don't even know if they've got standing wave generation harmonics or anything, spurious emissions into the military or aircraft bands, you know. But a little low-power TV station that doesn't even go probably 20 miles on a good day with atmospheric skip, and I've got down tilt on the antennas so we don't go beyond the radio horizon, that's meant to serve the local area, is going to be made a national example of, and fined. They wanted to fine us $2 million. Now they're looking at $144,000 and $10,000 a day.
And what's the so-called citation on it?
They lost the money that the old man paid down. It just got swallowed up into their bureaucratic state, and they farmed out all the archives of their documents to the island of Malta, is what the story is that I'm hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the island of Malta has at least the low-power TV division documents for who knows how long.
Yeah, well,
card receipts where we paid the licensure fees, you know, and the deal was made with the head of the division for something like $50 a year to renew 3 different licenses in 2004, and I think then again in 2008. So they swallowed up the money, and we should have a good license for at least one of those stations till 2022, but there's lots of independent media across this country that's getting squashed. You know, it ain't just
Bill O'Reilly
and Alex Jones. They're not just going after that conservative set.
Well, Mike, you got to remember, you see these commercials on TV. I don't watch TV that much, but you see these commercials for that, like the free TV sticks you can stick on the back of your TV, and they tell you that the government mandated that all networks had to go digital and stuff. And then, of course, you could get a coupon from the government to get that mandated station. Of course, that's to bring that propaganda into your living room. And then, well, you know, I... Well, wait a second, I want to see this. Wait a second, Mike.
Another stuff is, hello?
Yeah, Mike, wait a second. I want to say this. I did the satellite TV installs for, you know, two major companies like that. And after you do this for quite a few years, like 14 years or something like that, I realized that all that was building and bringing propaganda into someone's home, the complete commercial sales. Every few minutes there's a commercial, buy this, buy that. And that's the reason you have TV. Whereas, like I was talking before with my great-uncle Kenneth there, he sat down, wrote poetry, wrote to the family and stuff. These guys sat around drinking coffee together. This is where communications was. And this is what a lot of ham clubs are, is where they meet in the mornings at a certain little group, and they'll sit there and whether they discuss politics or what like that, you know. But usually it's about radios and stuff. And that's what I like about ham radio, except from four decades of that, we've gone into that. Mike, I got a break coming up here. Do you want me to hold you over? Do you want to talk a little bit more?
Hang on. I just want to complete a thought here.
Okay, yeah, sure. We'll be right back. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency here in Western Montana on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Nutramedicals Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
All right, welcome back. This is On Frequency with Keith Rogers. We still have Mike over in Kentucky. You want to go ahead and finish up there, Mike?
Well, I think it's a serious oversight given all the hacking issues with phones and data streams. I've tried to pretty much air gap everything I can do. So my companion media here, which a lot of people use as interactive local live companion media, especially for older folks, but not just for older folks. And I've tried to dovetail that with, Facebook and social media to the same footprint and market focus we have. I think there's serious oversight, with FCC's provisions on, like what goes back to the Cold War, that during periods of national emergency that no license or renewal would be required if you're a competent broadcaster, not interfering with anybody else. And in our case, I don't think we're even in interstate commerce. If you look at U.S. versus Lopez, I don't think that case is fully played out for the government's abuse of the Interstate Commerce Clause.
Well, if you're on
frequency bands like shortwave radio, where you're skipping across jurisdictions and interfering, and with spurious emissions into other bands like aircraft bands and stuff like that.
Here's one for you. There, in a lot of the circumstances, like when we do our so-called DXing or shortwave across the world, there, we're allowed to transmit in our bands and not in some other people's bands, and so we run what they call these split VFOs, so that we can listen in their band and talk in ours, and they can do the same thing on theirs. And so there's ways of getting around everything, no matter how you look at it,
Well, either way, people invest in antennas, equipment, and things like that. And
sure.
I couldn't
tell you how much I've got, Mike, up in up above Plains there. I have three repeater systems up there above Plains at 7,000 feet. And they cover about 350 miles in a circle of Montana, plus its linking ability to link clear down into Las Vegas and everything like that. I'm into this two-way stuff. I'm into shortwave, everything like that, and I have been for four decades.
Well, it's my understanding, it's recently changed, there are some full-power TV stations up in Montana because of the digital propagation problems.
Correct. We have a lot of mountains over in this area, so
tuned antenna arrays that are like with phased bucking antennas, they cannot pick up the digital signals far enough away, so some of the full power has stayed analog up there so that they could have repeaters, translators, down into the different communities from Butte or some of the major, Jackson Hole, some of the other major cities.
Well, over here it's Missoula, and you're right. Most of the stuff is off translators here. I get my TV, I usually watch just me TV. I don't watch the network stuff, but it's off a translator, and all of our signals are down around 40-some-odd dB, as they call it. It's really weak signals, and, of course, you get rain fade and everything like that. But, like I say, I rarely watch that much TV anyway.
Yeah, well, it's important, I think, to stay informed and of, state politics and whatever,
Mike, I'll agree with you that, but you know what? I like international politics for one reason. With today's web servers, the browsers and stuff, you can, like, if you're using a Chrome viewer or something like that, you can click on a web page, whether it's in Russian or whatever like that, it instantly will translate the thing for you. And you can do the same on a U.S. page. Read their news and then read it in a foreign paper and compare the two and see where the stories differ.
24% of the internet users are still using XP.
Yeah.
There's a lot of crappy connections out here. Al Gore and his super internet highway crap. Most of the fiber that's hung is dark. They're throttling the bandwidth on people. I don't think people. We just had dial up until 2011.
Yeah, I realize that.
Couldn't get DSL out where we live.
Yeah, Mike, I have another caller here in Utah. So I'll tell you what. But anyway, I wanted to leave you this. There's a bunch of videos on YouTube of IT professionals here hacking India computers and actually bricking their machines, networks and stuff. They're funny to watch. You should actually watch that. Since the government won't go after these guys that scam everyone, the IT guys here are doing it. And I just think it's hilarious, okay?
Yeah. Well, still under, I think we've got to find a path back, to the analog anyway with so much digital fakery going on too.
Well, I know they're really pushing it, digital into the ham radio thing, and I just don't care for it. I'm an old analog guy. Although I do have a repeater that will go digital. But
see ya.
Anyway, we got to talk to you later, Tom, and we'll be right back with Tom in Utah. There, thanks for holding the line there, Tom. This is Keith Rogers with On Frequency on RBN.
You don't care about what I think. think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know the way I feel.